Good morning. One of the last things that my grandfather told my mother was, "My baby is having a baby." That baby was me. My grandfather died 6 months and 2 days before I was born. My other grandfather died before my parents were married. So growing up, all I had were my grandparents, grandmothers. My father's mom lived in Rhode Island, where my dad was from, and my mother's mom lived in Spring Lake. When I was in the fourth grade, my mother's mom had her first stroke. Less than a year later, she had another. Then on my birthday in 1996, she had a seizure. After the long recoveries from each of those, my grandmother was never the same. She couldn't drive, and she couldn't live alone. She lived with my uncle for a while, and then with my aunt. In 1998, they discovered that she had kidney cancer. She died that November from a heart attack. I was 13. My father's mom fell one day when I was in the fourth grade. She lost a lot of blood. After my cousin found her, he rushed her to the hospital. The doctor said that if she had bled for 30 more minutes, she would have died. They gave her several pints of blood, and she recovered. They could never find out why she bled. Every few weeks, she would need to go in and have another pint or two. My dad always called these her tune-ups. On our last vacation to Rhode Island, my grandmother was in the hospital. She never came home. I was 16. And now, here I am standing before you, 17, almost 18. Sorry. And I have no living grandparents. I'm getting ready to apply to college and to apply for scholarships. My grandparents will never see me graduate from high school and go off to college. They will never see me graduate from college. They will never see me become the teacher that I want to be. They never saw me have a boyfriend. They will never see me walk down the aisle to get married. And they will never see me have children. I never really thought about how much a grandparent adds to your life. I was never really close to any of my grandparents. I never realized how much they can be an encouraging aspect in a teen's life. How a grandparent could sit by and make everything seem easier and make everything seem better. As I sit down in front of my applications, I start to wonder how different my life would be if I had grandparents in it now. But then I realize I do have grandparents. They may not be biological, but grandparents nonetheless. I have adopted grandparents. Grandparents that may not share some of my DNA, but yet care for me and treat me as a grandchild. They encourage me and are there for me when I need them to be. They will see me graduate next June. They will see me off to college and graduate from there. They may be there to see me get married and have my own children. They may see me become that teacher. And while I know that I won't always have those adopted grandparents around, I do know that having them around now has been so helpful. In the 10th chapter of Luke, there is a familiar story of the Good Samaritan. As I read this verse, I saw it in a new light. I was lying on my bed, reading the verses, and I tried not to look at them in the literal sense. I thought, well, if I look at this in another light, maybe there is something new here. So that is what I did. And from looking at it differently, I saw that these verses aren't just speaking about helping someone in need. Luke tells the story of a man asking Jesus what he has to do to inherit eternal life. Jesus responded by asking him, "What is written in the law?" And the man told him what the two laws said. "Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Man was confused about who his neighbor was, so Jesus told him the story of the Good Samaritan. The parable is about a man who stopped on the side of a road to help another man who had been robbed after several other people had passed the poor man by. At the literal level, Jesus is telling the man that he should be kind to everyone, which is a very important aspect of the story. But on a more complex level, he is telling everyone that they shouldn't just care for those who are closest to them, that people should reach out and care for those who are missing something in their lives. God wants everyone to help others. He knows that if we can do that, the world would be a better place for us to live in. In my case, people reached out to me and became the grandparents that I didn't have. They understood that God wanted us to do more than stay in our safety zone. They stepped outside of that safe spot and reached out to help me. Not only me, but my little brother as well. We've both grown up without having our real grandparents very active with us. So having these adopted grandparents treat us like grandchildren is something we've both enjoyed incredibly. By these people being good Samaritans to us, They have made God happy too. They've loved God and loved their neighbor. But not only have they loved their neighbor, they've gone out of their way to love their neighbor. Most of the youth in our group have their biological grandparents still living. But despite having those grandparents, most members have adopted grandparents as well. Not all of us have the same adopted grandparents, but nevertheless, most of us have them. These people didn't have to choose to be loving people towards us, but yet they did. These people took time to love and took time to care. Adults in our church have taken the love in their hearts and shared it with the youth in the church. Even some of the youth who have grown up and are adults now can tell you that they have adopted grandparents within our church. As we have each grown up, we have each learned to respect those who are older than us. Elijah was jeered by youth in 2 Kings. Youth called him names and picked on him because he was old. He had long hair and a long beard and a bald head. So the youth picked on him. What did he do to the youth because of their actions? He cursed them, and bears ate him. God punished those youth for not loving their neighbors as they should. He was not doing this to be mean or vengeful. He was doing it as an example. He was showing early on in the Bible that you must show everyone love. Not only those that you love, but also those who you meet on the street. Those that need love, and those that need help. I needed help. I needed grandparents in my life. And people stepped forward to love me in that way. I will be forever indebted to those people, those who have loved me and those who still love me, those who have treated me as a grandchild, even though I am not. He was also showing that youth must be respectful of our elders. We must show that you are respectful towards those who are older than you, because respect is a part of love. So as today is Grandparents' Day, I want to say thank you to those people who have become grandparents to others. Will all the grandparents here today, whether you're biological or adopted, please stand. To the biological grandparents, thank you for being so loving and kind to all of your grandchildren. To the adopted grandparents, thank you for stepping outside of the comfort zone and loving those who are not related to you. All of the grandparents are doing God's will by loving others. So to all the grandparents from this youth group, we say thank you for everything that you have done for your grandchildren. And we hope that this service has served as a sincere thank you to each of you. Each one of you is a blessing to me, if to no one else. Thank you so much for loving God and for loving others. Happy Grandparents' Day. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing this world with grandparents. Some may never realize what a blessing you have given us, but I pray, Lord, that you show them what a true blessing grandparents are. And Father, I especially thank you for giving the world adopted grandparents, those who show love to others, just like the Samaritan showed that man on the street. Every person has been touched by some kind of grandparent, and each person has felt the love of another human being. For those who don't see it as a blessing, Father, we lift them up to you today and pray that you will help them to see what a blessing it is. It is in your name that we pray. Amen.